Hi everyone, I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 1 verses 57 to 66, and it is John the Baptist's birth. Now the time that Elizabeth should be delivered came, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy on her, and they rejoiced with her. And it occurred that on the eighth day, when they came to circumcise the child, they were intended to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "Not so, but he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by that name." And they inquired with signs to his father what he wanted to have him called. Then Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. And at once his mouth was opened, his tongue loosed, and he began to speak blessings and praising and thanking God. And awe and reverential fear came to all their neighbors, and all these things were discussed throughout the hill county of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What will this little boy be then?" For the hand of God was with him. So the scripture shows how everybody celebrated with Elizabeth and Zechariah for the birth of their son, John the Baptist, because they knew where her thoughts and her struggles were to have been parents, especially from the lineage that Elizabeth came from and what that meant that she was barren. They also saw how Zechariah couldn't speak throughout all those months. And then suddenly when he said about John's name, he opened his mouth and he began to sing praises to God. They knew that all these were miracles and blessings from God, that John would be special and have a calling on his life, and that he was the fulfillment of the prophecy. God is our light in the darkness. When we feel we have no more joy, he will give us joy. He has brought us all together to celebrate, to love and care for one another. We should celebrate each other's blessings, be joyful for each other, and encourage each other to find and remember his joy when we can't do it, in the midst of all our difficulties and sufferings. His joy can be found. We just need to look to God and make space for him to work in our lives and in our hearts. It says in Nehemiah 8 verse 10, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." The joy this speaks of is a deep-seated gladness that comes knowing and trusting God in his faithfulness and in his love. I believe that in MCF, we do this well. We do celebrate each other's blessings, and we're there for each other when we need somebody. We also spread that joy within the community and show who Jesus is and who God is. In our own personal lives, we have felt this, especially with over the last 10 months since losing my dad. That's been the hardest and most difficult and darkest time of our lives. But yet, everyone that has come to us from MCF have shown us joy, who's given us joy by being there for us, and that has in turn brought us closer, or especially me, closer to God, And that is what we can do within the community, is spreading that joy, because it's only His joy that is perfect. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for who You are and what You are to us. I thank You that You fill our hearts with Your joy, Father God, with Your Holy Spirit. We thank You, Father, that You will show us each day how to be the person You want us to be, and how You want us to spread Your joy and Your love through the community. I thank You, Jesus, for all that You are. In Your precious name, amen.